I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, October 1st. There will be some changes to wards and precincts in Quincy beginning next year. The Board of Registrars of Voters has designed a new ward and precinct map based on the increase in population reflected in the 2020 federal census. City Clerk Nicole Crispo, chair of the Board of Registrars of Voters, says that every effort was made to keep the changes as minimal as possible. One notable change is that the 1000 Southern Artery Senior Center will revert back to being in Ward 2, Precinct 2, instead of being its own district in Ward 2, Precinct 3A, making a total of 5 precincts in each of the 6 wards. The City Council will vote on the proposed changes on Monday night. At the State House yesterday, public transit advocates came together calling on lawmakers to provide more funding for upgrades to the MBTA and raising concerns about the safety of riders. The Transit is Essential Coalition is calling out a string of recent MBTA incidents, including the Red Line train derailment on Tuesday at Broadway Station and Sunday's escalator malfunction at the Back Bay Station, which left 9 people hurt. There was also the death of a BU professor, David Jones, who fell through a rusty staircase at the JFK Station earlier this month. The recent incidents are just a few examples as to why advocates say the T should be upgraded. Now, Quincy's annual food truck and music festival will be held on Saturday from noon to 6 on Coddington Street between the Thomas Crane Library and Quincy High School. There's free admission and there will be several live bands performing along with a beer and wine truck. The event was canceled last year due to the pandemic. Quincy firefighters will sponsor a bocce tournament to raise money for breast cancer research tomorrow. The tournament will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the South Quincy Social Club at 252 Rear Washington Street. The cost is $20 per player, and the donation also includes lunch. Raffles, prizes, and a DJ will be part of the fun. Firefighters Local 792 in Quincy is hosting the fundraiser. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, October 1st.